Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, yes, yes. Shalom, Chavrin. Shalom. Seems as though Blog Talk has remedied the problems that have been going on for the last four to five days on this podcast. So here with the Tuesday podcast, and I have a Monday podcast right here in this particular season. We're at the 48th sabbatical study. Okay. We need to get the live stream going. Let's see if we can get that up here. Yes, brothers and sisters and brothers, the T to T. Let's come again. Yes, sir.
I'm going to testify.
Figure of world importance and power.
probably one of the best known men in the whole world today, I should like to ask you this question. What meaning can the birth of Christ have for the nations of the world today?
As I said before, the birth of Christ is celebrated all over the world. When I say in the whole world, it does not mean that all people would observe it in the same manner. In all the places that I have visited, including the Muslim and the Buddhists, we have seen the observance. But for Christians, it is an act conducted with love.
Your Imperial Majesty, you have done us great honor, and also all the people who will listen to this broadcast, by giving us the opportunity to speak with you this day. And all those who are listening should know that this conversation was held in the Imperial Palace at Addis Ababa, Ethiopia, with His Imperial Majesty, the Emperor of Ethiopia, Haile Selassie I. And we thank you and wish you God's blessing in all the days to come.
Thank you.
England and France abandoned Ethiopia to Mussolini.
Your Imperial Majesty, what were your own personal feelings at that time?
My personal feeling, with my hope, I continue to struggle to have our freedom from the fascists.
Did you ever give up hope, Your Imperial Majesty?
Never. In any time, I continue with big hope because I have a relation with my patriot people. I continue to encourage them. They continue their struggle.
His claim against Italy was not supported. On the contrary, the Assembly decided that the economic sanctions voted earlier against Italy should be ended. Thus, the Ethiopian Empire was annexed and was joined with Eritrea and Italian Somaliland to form Italian East Africa. And the Emperor sought refuge in England as plain Mr. Tafari Makonnen. His imperial crown was kept locked up in a London safe.
You kept working while you were in Britain. You were in exile in Britain. For how many years?
4 years and a half.
And you knew all during that period that someday your day would come.
If I haven't this hope, I can't resist to live with this hope. I hope, very strong hope, I live 4 years and a half in England.
In England, he received sympathy, the offer of a role in a movie, and an invitation to appear at the Texas Centennial Exhibition, but little financial support for a proposed $10 million war chest. He didn't give up hope of what he called the ultimate triumph of international justice, and he continued to appeal for it. In 1940, Italy declared war on the Western Allies in World War II. Haile Selassie was then flown to Khartoum in the Sudan to start rallying some of his 10 million former subjects into taking arms with British troops. And when the British forces defeated the Italians and occupied Addis Ababa, the Lion of Judah joyfully went back to his throne on the 5th of May, 1941, and resumed his reign.
Thank you.
is your country like today? Do you have many problems in Ethiopia?
The famine problem and the yellow problem is good.
Yes, the problem we have in Ethiopia is essentially the same as in all other developing countries. The problem that we face is how to quickly raise the standard of living of our people, how to strengthen our democratic constitution in practice. But there's no problem as opposition to the state or opposition to me.
Since his restoration in 1941, the Lion of Judah has carried out a program of modernization and of political and social reform, and has begun to westernize the 2,000-year-old Coptic Christian Ethiopia. He created a strong, centralized monarchy. The country, with its 22 million people, revolves around his personal rule.
You are descended, Your Imperial Majesty, from King Solomon and the Queen of Sheba.
This is just our story, ancient story. The Queen of Sheba, she go to visit Solomon, King Solomon. She met one friend. She returned back to her country. Our story says since that time, we turned from King Solomon country.
Haile Selassie comes from a line that traditionally sprang from the admiring visit of Makeda, the Queen of Sheba, to King Solomon. She, an Arabian queen, went to Jerusalem to test the wisdom of Solomon, who is said to be the wisest of the kings of Israel, about 950 years before Christ. In the scriptures, the book of 2 Chronicles tells that King Solomon gave to the Queen of Sheba all her desire. The traditional story holds that Menelik, son of their romance, went to the state of Aksum, which is Sheba, or Shoah, as it is called today, and which is the main province of Ethiopia, and became the first Ethiopian emperor. This, for the Ethiopian Amharic Christians, who came originally from Arabia, is the beginning of their royal line. From Menelik, most late rulers of Ethiopia, including Haile Selassie, have claimed descent.
You are the 334th in the line of succession.
Yes, exactly.
And the 134th of the Christian kings. Christianity came to Ethiopia, I believe, in 330
AD. If you read the Bible, you can get this. What time the Christianity comes in Ethiopia?
The book of Acts of the Apostles in the New Testament mentions the story of the first convert to Christianity. That was the Ethiopian eunuch who was the courtier of Candace, Queen of Ethiopia. He had been up to worship at Jerusalem, and on his way home, driving along in his chariot and reading the prophet Isaiah, met the apostle Philip, who preached to him about Christ, the Son of God. And when the eunuch believed, Philip baptized him in the water, and the eunuch went on his way home rejoicing. This, according to the Bible, is the first Ethiopian to be converted to Christianity. The story is found in the book of Acts, chapter 8, verses 26 to 39.
Ethiopia has been a Christian country since the 4th century. In the year 341 A.D., a certain Frumentius, on a journey from Tyre with his brother, was captured at an Ethiopian port and sent to King Izana at Aksum. The two young men won the confidence of the king and began to evangelize the country. Later, Frumentius went to Alexandria, where he was consecrated by Athanasius the Great, Patriarch of Alexandria and writer of the Creed, to be the first bishop of Ethiopia. Since then, Ethiopia remained a province of the Coptic Church of Alexandria, which always consecrated an Egyptian monk as archbishop or abuna of this independent church and sent him away to Ethiopia. Since 1959, and after a struggle for self-independence, the archbishopric of Ethiopia was raised to a patriarchate by His Holiness Pope Kyrillos of Alexandria and Patriarch of the See of St. Mark, who retains a primacy of honor in Ethiopia. The Coptic Church, and consequently the Ethiopian Church, belongs to the monophysite group of churches which teach that Christ had one nature, that his humanity and divinity became one without intermixing, and that his divinity never separated from his humanity. There are thousands of churches in Ethiopia, usually round, made of mud bricks, and thatched with straw. They contain three concentric circles, and in the center, behind doors, is the sanctuary with a square altar on which stands the Ark of the Covenant. The church now celebrates the liturgy in a dead version of Amharic, which is called Jais. Haile Selassie was born on July 24, 1891, and was named Ras Tafari Makonnen. His father was a viceroy to the throne and had his son privately tutored in French at the age of six. At 18, shortly after his father died, he became governor of a province. In 1928, he led the troops that killed Empress Zoditu's husband, who was not of royal blood, and became regent. He became emperor on November 2, 1930, and was crowned Haile Selassie I, King of Kings, King of Zion, conquering lion of the seed of Judah, power of the Trinity.
Your Imperial Majesty, you were 39 years old when you were crowned in 1930.
Yes.
Could you talk a bit about the day of the coronation?
Yes.
My coronation day was very memorable to me. Not only we had Ethiopian participants in the event, but also a lot of foreign emissaries partook in the celebration of the coronation day.
The coronation itself was a Coptic service, Your Imperial.
Yes, I. We're here again. Blog Talk worked out. It seems like some of the basics, you know, they have a new service and that must have interrupted even the old service. So that interrupted our Monday service, you know, Psalm 99. Hopefully we can just touch on a few, you know, a few items here. We're in the 48th sabbatical study for this Shabbat Strong. I don't know how the mic really sounds right here. Here. Let me look at things. Okay, yes, I. So here we're going to ride up right here. Zohar says hello. Going through some of the Ethiopic prayer right here.
Zohar Tzelot. Constant prayer or continuing prayer. The first part of constant prayer or continuing prayer is the following. It is usually... Yehaimenot, Yehaimenot Amesaret, the foundation of the faith. Huluna Yefetre Andamlak Bemihona Begziabi Rabba Namnalen. We are. Yehaimenot, Yehaimenot Amesaret, the foundation of the faith. Huluna Yefetre Andamlak Bemihona Begziabi Rabba Namnalen. We are main trust in Amlak, the one God, the one source, He who created all things. He who is God, Ekziaver, the eternal Father. Samayina Midrina Yefetre Yemitayawina Yemitayawina Alemma Saifet Erka Sugara Beneberanda Ablij Bemihona Beanagieta Yesus Christos in Naminale. And also we are main, we believe and trust in the only begotten Son of the Eternal Father who subsists in the one Lord Yesus Christos who created the heaven and the earth with Him. Father, before the visible and invisible world was created. Kabrahan yetagenye, Brahan kaudentenyam lakitagenye, unatenyam lakitawalade, inji yaltefet are, ببحريو وكعب غريمي تكاكلولو بأرسو ويهون بسمايم كالو بمجرم كالو يال أرسو من من يهون يلن. From light, he, the light, was found. From the true God, the true source, he, the true source, was found. He was born, but he was not created. In his nature with the Father, he is equal in all things. By him, the heaven and the earth came to be established. And without him, that which exists would not have existed. Selenya Selesawo Chinyan Lemadana Kasamai Warada Feminifest Kadusa Kavura Kakadistin Gulmariam Fitzuma Sowahone. For our sakes, for the sake of humanity, he descended from heaven in order to save us through the tribute and function of the Holy Spirit from the Holy Virgin Mariam. He became the complete and perfect man. Furthermore, he was crucified for our sakes. In the time of Pontius Pilate, he suffered many troubles, died, and was buried. And on the third day, having been separated from the dead, not being possible for death to hold him, he rose. And as it is written in the Holy Scriptures, in the Bible, in honor and the glory of the praise, he ascended into heaven, and he was seated on the right hand of the Father. Also to judge over the living and the dead, he will come again in glory of his praise. And as for his kingdom, there is no end. Degmo selenya tsekle bebentnawiu bepilatos zemen arsu makarant kebele mote tekebre besostenyawu maken kemutant leito kenessa beqdusat mitsahetinzis afe bekubur bemiskana wode semay arrege ባባቱም አቀና ተቀመጠ ዳግመኛም በህያዋና በሙታና ላይ ለመፍረድ በምስካና ይመጣ ለመንግስቱም አፍጻሜ ያየለውም. We believe and trust also in the manifest Kedus, the Holy Spirit, and that he is the Lord of life, he who grants life, who proceeded from the Father through the Tzeretze, and is with Ab the Father, and Weld the Son, in the Andenet, the unity. We bow down and worship to him, praising and glorifying him. We believe also that it is he who spoke through the prophets, dwelling in the prophets. It is he who spoke, and who also was upon all the acts of the apostles in the one glory, the Beta Christian. We trust the Holy Church of Haile Selassie. Also, we believe in the only one baptism for the forgiveness of sins, and we put our hope and confidence in the resurrection of the dead and in the life eternal that is to come. Bemenfesa kedusim anamnal en ersum gieta hiwatin yemiset kaab yeseretse kaab kawalded gara beandnet inisegedletalen inamesegnowalen ersum benibiyat adroyitnagren ከሁሉም በላይ በመቶን ሐዋርያት በስሩዋት በአንዲት ክብርት ቤተ ክርስቲያን እናምናለን። ኃጢአት በሚያሰሪባት በአንዲት ጥምቀትም እናምናለን። የሙታንም መነሳት ተስፋ እናደርጋለን። የሚመጣውንም ሕይወት ለዘለዓለሙ
They always sing to him songs of praise.
The Ethiopian Church belongs to the monophysite group of churches which teach that Christ had one nature, that his humanity and divinity became one without intermixing, and that his divinity never separated from his humanity.
In which our Lord himself gave the command to go to all the world and to preach is also of high value.
Teaching.
There are millions of Christians throughout the world, Your Imperial Majesty, who regard you as the reincarnation of Jesus Christ.
Would you have
the
courage to
come
to the Holy Land and preach?
I had heard of that idea. I also met certain Rastafarians. I told them clearly that I am a man, that I am mortal, and that I will be replaced by the oncoming generation. And that they should never make a mistake in assuming or pretending that the human being is emanated from a deity.
The Ethiopian Church belongs to the monophysite group of churches which teach that Christ had one nature, that his humanity and divinity became one without intermixing, and that his divinity never separated from his humanity.
I also met certain Rastafarians. I told them clearly that I am a man.
Teach that Christ had one nature,
that I am mortal,
that his humanity and divinity became one without intermixing,
and that they should never make a mistake in assuming or pretending that the human being is emanated from a deity.
Millions of Ethiopians still believe that he is the reincarnation of Jesus Christ. Others at least proclaim him the defender of their faith and the symbol of their power. They always sing to him songs of praise.
The Ethiopian Church belongs to the monophysite group of churches which teach that Christ had one nature, that his humanity and divinity became one without intermixing, and that his divinity never separated from his humanity. And that his divinity never separated from his humanity. And that his divinity never separated from his humanity. And that his divinity never separated from his humanity.
Always sing to him songs of praise.
The Ethiopian Church belongs to the monophysite group of churches which teach that Christ had one nature, that his humanity and divinity became one without intermixing, and that his divinity never separated from his humanity.
In which our Lord himself gave the command to go to all the world and to preach is also of high value.
Millions of Christians throughout the world, Your Imperial Majesty, who regard you as the reincarnation of Jesus Christ.
I had heard of that idea. I also met certain Rastafarians. I told them clearly that I am a man, that I am mortal, and that I will be replaced by the oncoming generation. And that they should never make a mistake in assuming or pretending that the human being is emanated from a deity.
The Ethiopian Church belongs to the monophysite group of churches which teach that Christ had one nature, that his humanity and divinity became one without intermixing, and that his divinity never separated from his humanity.
Teaching.
I also met certain Rastafarians. I told them clearly that I am a man.
Teach that Christ had one nature.
That I am mortal.
That his humanity and divinity became one without intermixing.
And that they should never make a mistake in assuming or pretending that the human being is emanated from a deity.
Millions of Ethiopians still believe that he is the reincarnation of Jesus Christ. Others at least proclaim him the defender of their faith and the symbol of their power. They always sing to him songs of praise.
True teaching.
Yes. It seems as though Blog Talk has worked out some of the technical errors, but here, let's go forward here to T to T, Testify Tuesday.
They always sing to him songs of praise.
True teaching.
The Ethiopian Church belongs to the monophysite group of churches which teach that Christ had one nature, that his humanity and divinity became one without intermixing, and that his divinity never separated from his humanity.
In which our Lord himself gave the command to go to all the world and to preach is also of high value.
I would like to read a paragraph from my introduction, which says, some might ask why a Jewish person should write a book about the Ethiopian Orthodox Tewahedo Church. From my first year at Harvard University, when I became the first Ethiopian student of the famous Divinity School, studying comparative religions, I began to realize that the Ethiopian Orthodox Tewahedo Church is the most Jewish of all Christian churches.
Millions of Christians throughout the world, Your Imperial Majesty, will regard you as the reincarnation of Jesus Christ.
I had heard of that idea. I also met certain Rastafarians. I told them clearly that I am a man, that I am mortal, and that I will be replaced by the oncoming generation, and that they should never make a mistake in assuming or pretending that the human being is emanated from a deity.
True teaching.
Ethiopian Church belongs to the monophysite group of churches which teach that Christ had one nature, that his humanity and divinity became one without intermixing, and that his divinity never separated from his humanity.
I also met certain Rastafarians. I told them clearly that I am a man.
Teach that Christ had one nature,
that I am mortal,
that his humanity and divinity became one without intermixing,
and that they should never make a mistake in assuming or pretending that the human being is emanated from a deity.
Millions of Ethiopians still believe that he is the reincarnation of Jesus Christ. Others at least proclaim him the defender of their faith and the symbol of their power. They always sing to him songs of praise.
True teaching.
Divinity
Ethiopian
humanity.
Church belongs to the monophysite group of churches which teach that Christ had one nature, that his humanity and divinity became one without intermixing, and that his divinity never separated from his humanity.
You hear divinity and humanity, one. That's Tewahedo.
I'm going to testify.
Psalm 82.
Mizmor pevet, mizmor le'asamor.
God standeth in the congregation of the mighty, the mighty, the mighty, the mighty, the mighty. the mighty.
Elohim nitzav ba'adat el. 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 El.
He judgeth among the gods. The gods. The gods. The gods. The gods. The gods.
Bekerev Elohim yishpot.
Elohim yishpot. Elohim yishpot. Elohim yishpot. Elohim yishpot.
How long will ye judge unjustly and accept the persons of the wicked? Selah. Defend the poor and fatherless. Do justice to the afflicted and needy. Deliver the poor and needy. Rid them out of the hand of the wicked. They know not, neither will they understand. They walk on in darkness. All the foundations of the earth are out of course. I have said, ye are gods, and all of you are children of the Most High. But ye shall die like men, and fall like one of the princes. Arise, O God, judge the earth, for thou shalt inherit all nations.
Inherit all nations. Inherit all nations. Inherit all nations. Inherit all nations.
Inherit all nations. The Tuesday evening psalm,
Psalm 82. Here we're at the 48th sabbatical study for Shoftim. Shoftim. Now, what's of interest in Shoftim and the evening psalm is this connection of the gods or the Elohim. And so here, we like to bring this up right here for Shoftim, a reasonment here, linking this Torah reading and feeding, the 48th sabbatical study. Shoftim. Shoftim means judges. Shoftim. The judges, according to the Torah, referred to as the Elohim in the collective, not an individual sense, but in a collective sense. So here, let's bring this out right here.
Also the Hebrew context, right? So interpreting this Psalm 82, in context, we get the context of the God. So it says, God standeth in the congregation of the mighty. Stands in the congregation of the mighty. He judgeth among the gods. Now the Hebrew, Mizmor le'Asaf, Psalm of Asaf. So like a Psalm of Asaf. Mizmor le'Asaf. Le'Asaf. Usually it's le'Dawid, but here le'Asaf. Of Asaf. First verse, Elohim, nitzav, ba'adat el. Elohim, God standeth in the congregation of God. Here, from the Hebrew, it's translated as God standeth in the congregation of God. Elohim, nitzav, standeth, ba'edat, in the edat is the congregation. Ba'edat, from the root, the ad, the ed, witness. Ba'edat, el, in the congregation of El, of El. Second part of the first verse, Bikarev Elohim Yishpot. Bikarev. Bikarev. Kerev. The Kerev. The center in the midst. Bi by way of in Kerev. In the Kerev. In the midst. Elohim. In the midst of the Elohim. Yishpot. 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 He judges. He Shafat. Shafat. Mishpat. Judgment. Joseph. Jehoshaphat, we have Jehoshaphat, Safat, Shafat, judgment. Here we have Yishpot, he judges. Now, looking at the English, Elohim or God, it says, standeth in the congregation of the mighty, right, the mighty. That word there, mighty, is the word El, right, the El, El, El. And El, right here, is the Hebrew, right, the all-powerful, the almighty. Properly in Hebrew, El is almighty, El, the almighty, the God, the power, right? In the Hebrew, it is related to the Hayel, right? Ha-El, Hayel, the El, Hayel. So here it says the Elohim, right? The heavenly judge standeth. The verb is not the usual one denoting the opposite of sitting. It's not the kum or the kam. It's not the kam or the kum. It's the natsav, natsav, natsav. Here we have nitsav, nitsav, right? It conveys the idea in the Hebrew of taking up a position, right? Stand your position, taking a position for a solemn, for a set-apart purpose. And here we have the connection, even in Deuteronomy, here this fifth book of Moshe, that we are in presently here in the season. We have Deuteronomy chapter 29, verse 9. When we read and study Deuteronomy chapter 29, verse 9, we'll see the connection of the verb, the nitzav, right? And that's the Torah portion, if we're correct, the nitzavim. Nitzavim. Atem nitzavim. You all standing. Y'all who stand. Y'all who are standing. In the Hebrew, atem, all of you, atem, you all speaking to a group of males, particularly the Bnei Yisrael, nitzabim, nitzabim, standing ones. All of you all are standing ones. And this was when the Bnei Yisrael, the sons of Israel, stood to ratify, to put in effect habrit, to put in effect the covenant, right, the covenant. I brought that word out so one can understand the context of the Hebrew, which only makes sense out of the real meaning of this psalm, because many ones and ones looking from the translation and not having a groundation, a foundation Hebraically in the context, you know, it's possible for ones to interpret or rather to misinterpret outside the Hebrew context. Verse 6 where it says, I have said, ye y'all are gods, and all of you are children of the Most High. So there are various interpretations that are outside the Hebrew context, outside the context of the language, the context of Torah. We can call them profane, because profane literally means something that's profane is outside of the temple, something that's profane is outside of the holy place. So there's many profane interpretations concerning what the gods or the Elohim means. Some modern commentators, they consider that what we have in Psalm 82 is like a heavenly assize, like some say a heavenly assembly, right? And a heavenly assembly, like some angels or tutelary gods of other peoples, heathen people, other nations. Here they're being summoned because they permitted acts of violence against the innocent. This is one of the modern profane interpretations of the context of Elohim. Some look at Elohim here to mean the angels, that the angels are called Elohim. All of this is outside of the Torah and the Hebrew context. In other words, if we were Hebrew-speaking people, biblical, scriptural Hebrew-speaking people, and we heard of these different interpretations, right, and we're Torah observant, we would know that that is heathen, that's profane, that's going after Elohim Acharim, other people's Elohim, strange Elohim, Elohims that we did not even know. Part of the reason we can come to this conclusion without going deep in Torah studies is just look at the sentence that's passed upon the accused. It says, y'all shall die like men. Right? This is an idea that when one's connected with so-called angels, angels dying like men, this is foreign to the Hebraic, to the Torah, the scriptural thought. Right? In support of the true reading of the psalm, there's a close parallel in the scene that's found in Yeshayahu, in Isaiah chapter 3, verse 14, right? And there are circumstances that are similar also in Psalm LVIII or in Psalm 58. But in context here, we have Elohim, the Elohim, before whom there was no Elohim, and after whom there be no Elohim. We're speaking of Yahweh, Yahweh HaKadosh Baruch Hu Baruch Hashem, who says that I, that he be Elohim, that before him there were no Elohim, and after him there is no other, there's no Elohim other than him. He know of no Elohim, but he who be who he be, Ha Elohim, Ha'ilahim. And he is the creator, and he is the judge of judges. Right? So here, in the context of the first part of the verse that in the King James Version is brought out as, God standeth in the congregation of the mighty. That's the KJV translation. Elohim standeth in the congregation of El. Elohim standeth in the congregation of El. Elohim standeth in the congregation of the Almighty, the All-Powerful One. The second part of the verse is very curious how the translator brings it out in the King James Version. He judgeth among the gods, right? But see, if this was supposed to be translated directly, like the Hebrew, they should have said gods standeth in the congregation of the God, of the Almighty. He judgeth among the gods. But then, in that interpretation, what is lost in translation is the meaning of Elohim, according to the Hebrew thought, according to the Torah thought, right, according to the context of the covenant-keeping people, right? So we just want to zoom in on that because as we study the Torah, right, Hebraically and looking at the translation side by side, we clearly see where the Elohim is applied to the Shoftim, to the judges, and by extension to the Shoftim and the Shotarim, to the judges and to the officers. And this Torah reading and feeding right here that we're in, right, this 48th sabbatical study, it really brings it more fuller full. Right? Now, we're going to return to that momentarily, but here, you know, for this sabbatical study, for this Shabbat Strong, it would be good for I and I to go over the first day, the second day Aliyah. So the first day would be like what they call the Sunday, the first day of the Shavua. Second day is the moon day, Yom HaSheni. And here we're at the Yom HaShalishi. Here we're at the third day. This is how Hebraically we count the days. The days have numbers. First day, second day, third day, fourth day, fifth day, sixth day, and then we have the Shabbat, right? Then we have the Shabbat day, right? So it's basically all about the Shabbat, and the word referred to the week is Shavua. Shavua, modern Hebrew, Shabua. Shabua from the Sheba, right? From the key indication of the seven. So here, let's write up right here for the first, second, and third day, and hopefully this will become more clear and also further reasoning on the importance of Psalm 82 and the correct translation and interpretation in the Hebrew, in the Torah context. In other words, it's how the original writers, how they thought, and how translators have translated what they have translated, but what's the true context, beginning with the Meseretawi Kwankwa Ibrahist. In other words, beginning with the foundational language, as Haile Selassie the First says, the Hebrew. Second part of the verse, in the midst of the Elohim, he judges. In the midst of the Elohim, Bikarev Elohim Yishpot. Now, the idea of Elohim as gods, as I say, other gods, is foreign in this sense. Here it's speaking of the Elohim. It's speaking of he who be who he be, Jah, Jehovah. He is Ha Elohim. He is the Elohim, the true Elohim, the true God. And when we say El, we're saying El in the sense of he is the power. He is the Almighty. He is the Almighty. So we have Elohim and we have El. So Elohim Nitzav, Elohim standeth. Elohim is the name that we use in the Hebrew for in two aspects of Jah, of Jehovah, of Yahweh. One aspect is the Creator. Even in Bereshith, we have Elohim there. The second aspect in the Hebrew that is lost to the foreign mind is of judge and judgment. So in reading the Hebrew and seeing the Elohim name in predominance in a certain area, say, for example, the Psalms, we can tell that this psalm is as one in court would be appealing to the judge for judgment. We know that the psalm is speaking, or the area is speaking of the Creator, the Almighty, in a sense of the judge of judge, the God of gods, so to speak. But also Elohim is applied according to Exodus chapter 26, right? Look at the English and look at the interlinear in the Hebrew. Exodus chapter 26 and 6, Slika, chapter 21 and 6. Exodus chapter 21, verse 6. Exodus chapter 22, verses 7, verse 8, verse 27. And 1 Samuel chapter 2, verse 25, right? The judges, right? The judges here being called the Elohim, right, based on the principle of Deuteronomy chapter 1, verse 17. So what does Deuteronomy chapter 1, verse 17 say? Let's just go here. See, it's easy for one just to pop off in a psalm, right, that's been translated by foreigners for you, and to say, make up any kind of philosophy off of it, right, and even try to retrograde it into Hebrew. But coming forward from the Hebrew, you can see a lot of these things don't make sense. So verse 17 says this in Deuteronomy, the fifth book of Moshe called Deuteronomy, the Sefer HaDebarim. It says, y'all or ye shall not respect persons in judgment, have a partiality to faces, but y'all shall hear the small as well as the great. Ye y'all shall not be afraid of the face of man. For, here's the key phrase, for the judgment is Ha-Elohim is Ha-Elohim, is the Elohims. For the judgment is the Elohims, and the cause that is too hard for you, bring to me, to I, and I will hear it. Now, that's one of the places that lays down the principle. So in the principle is that all judgment, all true judgment, is based on Ha-Elohim, Yahuwah, Eloheinos, our Elohims, his Torah, his direction, his instruction. And the men, the shoftim, the judges, the shotarim, the officers, the men who administer justice, right, in the covenant community, among the Beit Yisrael, among Jah people, the men who administer justice, tzedek, right, justice, righteousness, are considered to be his agents. And they exercise, these judges, as well as the officers, they exercise a Elohim-like function. And as such, they have Shemo, his name, the Hashem, Shemo, his name attached to them. Now, once we see that in its proper context, that Psalm 82, Mizmor Fei Veit, Pei Beit, Psalm 82, is corrupt judges being arraigned. And these judges are not some foreign gods or some pseudo-angels or other kind of spooky stuff. It's not speaking about none of that. It's speaking about why is there no justice and peace among Kol Yisrael. Basically, this psalm is like asking that question. Why is there no justice and peace? Why do Jah people go to foreign people for justice, go to foreign people who just wrote and made up their own Frankenstein laws? Why do they go to these? Why don't they have justice and peace in their own community? Speaking of Yisrael, it's because those men who administer justice, who are his agents, because they're his agents, they have his name and his title, Elohim, attached to them. So the Elohim, the Elohim, Elohei, Ha-Elohim, Elohei, the Elohim of Ha-Elohim, of the Elohim, the God of gods, now is calling the men, the Shoftim and the Shotarim of Kol Yisrael into judgment. We find this in many areas of the scripture. When the people are going wrong, Jah don't like the people going wrong, but then he puts the blame on those who had the responsibility, right, to teach and to show a better example. It's like when Rabbeinu Yeshua, Einai Rabbi, the Rabbi Yeshua HaMoshiach, when he points out the scribes, the Pharisees, the Sadducees, you know, the other ones who they had the keys of the kingdom, he says. They had the keys of the government of the kingdom. But they did not enter in. They did not go into those studies. They were the keepers of the scripture, the keeper of the scrolls, the Bible. They were the ones that were supposed to be learned in it and guiding the people rightly. But it was them that was doing the most wrongly. It's like when we went into John chapter 7 from the previous Shabbat Re'eh, right? And we brought out a little bit of an emphasis when they said that the people that don't know the Torah, the same people who are responsible for teaching the people HaTorah, they said against the people because the people were saying that Yeshua is either that prophet likened to Moses or he is HaMoshiach. And because they disagreed with that, they said these people are stupid. These people are cursed. The people that don't know HaTorah are cursed. What's so ironic about that in John's Gospel chapter 7, if we're correct, verse 42, what's so ironic when you zoom out and you put it in context, they basically condemned themselves because they were the ones who were responsible, as Yeshua said to them, as Rabbeinu said to them. You know, y'all have the keys of the kingdom. Y'all have the Torah. Y'all the one in the community that the community supports to study Torah, whether in the local synagogues, the local Hebrew churches, or in the tabernacle. Y'all the men that are studying this, but yet y'all keeping these things to yourself. You're not even living it right by yourself, and you're misdirecting the people. That's why they was upset with Rabbeinu Yeshua. That's why we say he's the rabbi of rabbis. They were upset with him because he was pointing out their hypocrisy, and he was explaining these deep areas of Torah to the people of the land very simply. That's why they expressed their fret and their fear, their pachad, right, their dread, when they said, oh, if he continues, if Yeshua continues, then he's going to take away, you know, the temple. He's going to take away all of our authority that they had received under the Romans. It reminds me of many of the preachers and the pastors and others that know that the once lost now found are Yisrael, know that they're that people of the book. But because of the world flesh, the satanic seclorum, they might tell you that quietly and privily, you know, and outside of the pulpit. But that is not what they are teaching the people. But then they'll turn around and say, oh, whoa, 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 look at the people. These people are so ungodly. And yet in our neighborhood, we have more churches than anywhere else. But yet morally, right, we'll be below everyone else. Why is that? Because these are the fingerprints of Yisrael, of Yasharala. These are the fingerprints. In fact, I saw just a Heal Up Go Black to Africa. Heal Up to Go Black to Africa. He has a video like Americans. It's called Americans. Why are white people? What's this video called? Let me get the name of this video. I want the item to check this video out. Also to check out the channel provider. Where's this video right here? I want to get this name of this video. No, it was sent to I. But it was a white Christian, maybe Jewish, you know, somehow, maybe had some Jewishness, you know, about him. But anyway, he was basically speaking on, okay, here it goes right here. Americans, is he right in what he says about black people? It's on the Go Black to Africa channel. Americans, is he right about what he says about black people, right? And it's so very interesting because he is saying the truth that a lot of I and different camps, different Israelites, in my father's house as many mentioned, but different ones, we all kind of all agreed on these basic ABCs of our identity. We're agreed on that. Other aspects, well, you know, my father's house, but still the foundation, the core curriculum, we're agreed on. And how a lot of black people, by hearing a white man or someone else say that, they might say, maybe he has something there. Or maybe the Israelites, or maybe the Rastafari Israelites, maybe I are correct. But it's just interesting that we have to hear this from the others, right? Because as this psalm here says, it says, how long, right, will ye judge unjustly? So when a black man tell you the same truth and you hear it from someone else, you don't believe the black man, but you believe somebody else. Even though the black man gave you the same evidence that the other people gave you. And accept the persons of the wicked. So you accept it from one face, right? But you don't respect your own so-called black face, right? Selah, right? Well, forget about even respecting. We shouldn't have a respected person. You don't hear the truth, right? You don't hear the spirit. He who have ears to hear, let him hear what the spirit says. But it's not the physical ear. It's a spiritual. Defend the poor and fatherless. Do justice to the afflicted and needy. Deliver the poor and needy. Rid them out of the hand of the wicked. So here is the judgment on our own judges. When I say judges in the Hebrew sense, shoftim, but those who serve as the Elohim. And there's more indication in Torah that points this out. We're just pointing this out right here, because here we're in this 48th sabbatical study for this Shabbat Strong. And let's give ear and hear the first, second, and third. It's brief right here, brothers and sisters. Aliyot here, bringing us to the third day of this Shavuah here for this Shabbat Shoftim, Sabbath Judges, 48th sabbatical study.
የሰማነነ አወቀነው የዳስተሰነነ አገኘነው የአብርሃምን አምላክ የሚያየነን ጌታ ኤልሮሂም El Roim, El Roim.
Psalm 82.
Mizmor Pevet, Mizmor Leasav,
Mizmor Leasav,
Mizmor Leasav. Mizmor Pevet, Mizmor Leasav, Elohim Nitzav Ba'adat El, Bekerem Elohim Mishpot. Ad Matai Tishpetu Avel, Ufne Reshaim, Diseu Sela. Shiftu Dal Veyatom, Ani Varash Hatziku, Palletu Dal Ve'evion, מיד רשעים הצילו. לא ידעו ולא יבינו, בחשיכה יתהלכו, ימותו כל מוסדי ארץ. אני אמרתי, אלוהים אתם, ובני עליון כולכם. אכן כאדם תמותון, וכאחד השרים תפולו. קומה אלוהים, שפטה הארץ, כי אתה תנחל בכל הגויים.
Psalm 82.
מזמור פבט, מזמור לאסר.
God standeth in the congregation of the mighty. The mighty.
Elohim nitzav ba'adat el.
He judgeth among the gods. The gods.
Bekerem Elohim yishkot.
How long will ye judge unjustly and accept the persons of the wicked? Selah. Defend the poor and fatherless. Do justice to the afflicted and needy. Deliver the poor and needy. Rid them out of the hand of the wicked. They know not, neither will they understand. They walk on in darkness. All the foundations of the earth are out of course. I have said, ye are gods, and all of you are children of the Most High. He shall die like men and fall like one of the princes. Arise, O God, judge the earth, for thou shalt inherit all nations, 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 inherit all nations.
Elohim, Elohim, Elohim.
Padamawi, Padamawi. Inflatia.
The whole place is due for help.
Only my real life class, yeah, with the job. Rastafari. A winner is naturally. I won a boo house and a train. It's my time enough. A time get to you to shine enough. So welcome to my world. A world full of experiences and realities. I mean to teach and preach to both the poor and rich. I mean to inform, educate and entertain as well. But before that, let's acknowledge the presence of the Almighty. Precious. El Shaddai, El Shaddai, El Olio Na Adonai, El Shuwen Shou Siu De Sei, by the power of the name. El Shaddai, El Shaddai, El Kokam Na Adonai, we will praise and lift. Gladia. Through your power and through your blood, through your teachings and through your word, me have no doubt that you are my Lord. So I will praise and worship Yahweh. Through your teachings and through your book, you shall one of a blessing right for me. In this worldwide world, there's no other like you. So I will never, never, never replace you. El Shaddai, El Shaddai, El Olio Na Adonai, Angels still the same, by the power of the name. El Shaddai, El Shaddai, El can come not alone. We will praise and lift you high. El Shaddai, you stay with me. True was my hustle, my Lord is my savior. True was my struggle, he is my armor. In my battle, he made me conquer, so we gave him the mantle. King of kings, Lord of lords, stripe of Judah and the conquering lion. Bonani Mata, Bonazi Ago, Yebusele, Moko Beni Samako. El Shaddai, El Shaddai, El Olio Na Adonai. It's to angels still the same, by the power of the name. El Shaddai, El Shaddai, El Kakam Na Adonai, we will praise and lift you high. El Shaddai, open up my eyes to see your work them. Open up my ears to hear your voice them. Not forgetting my nose for the sense of smell. Open up my lips so that I can tell them. Give me more strength to do your work. Strengthen my heart to worry your faith. Give me more life to witness the blessed day. Open up my mind for me to understand. El Shaddai, El Shaddai, El Olio Na Adonai, El Shuwen Shou Siu De Sei, by the power of the name. El Shaddai, El Shaddai, El Kakam Na Adonai, we will praise and lift you high, El Shaddai. Through your power and through your blood, through your teachings and through your word, me have no doubt that you are my Lord. So I will praise and worship you. Through your teachings and through your book, you shall one of a blessing right by me. That is good while you work, no other like you. So I will never, 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 never. El Shaddai, El Shaddai, El Olio Na Adonai, El Shuwen Shou Siu De Sei, by the power of the name. El Shaddai, El Shaddai, El Kakam Na Adonai, we will praise and lift you high. El Shaddai, only my real life class the eye with the jaw. That's the fire.
Scatter thou the people that delight in war. Princes shall come out of Egypt. Ethiopia shall soon stretch out her hands unto God. Sing unto God, ye kingdoms of the earth, O sing praises unto the Lord. Selah.
To his many followers, Jesus Christ was black, and Haile Selassie as the returned Messiah. Bob Marley was not just a pop star, but a prophet, the spiritual leader of a religious movement that is fast becoming a political force in the Caribbean. That movement is called Rastafari. In our report, first shown last December, Rastas believe that Ethiopia was and is the true biblical Israel. Thus, as they see it, blacks were the original chosen people of God, and the Jews are imposters. They say that Jesus Christ was black, and they worship Haile Selassie as the returned Messiah. Africa is their promised land. All other civilization is Babylon. And Babylon's leader, considered by them to be the devil on earth, is the Pope.
We kill him every thought we have. It's just to kill the Pope. Kill him. Kill old Rome. Kill Babylon. And you're serious about that?
Yeah, and the kid, how we're going to kill them though is with lightning, earthquake, and thunder. Not gun or bayonet, which is Babylon's weapons, but with lightning, earthquake, and thunder.
Rastaman Arthur Kitchen's Kill the Pope sentiments are shared by Rastas throughout the island. The scene is a hillside on the outskirts of Kingston. The sound is Rastafarian drums, symbolic thunder, rolled in daily ritual. Four drum beats aimed at the four corners of the world, so no pope can escape. Babylon will fall is the Rastaman's constant litany. They are praying, hoping, singing for survival and for escape. Their music is called reggae. Now popular worldwide. Peter worldwide. Peter worldwide. Peter worldwide. Peter worldwide.
Superior and another inferior is finally and permanently discredited and abandoned. War!
Which old one race superior and another inferior is finally and permanently discredited and abandoned.
Glory be to the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. Glory be. Glory be. We're going to ride up here for this sabbatical study, this Ainai Rastafari sabbatical study for this Shabbat Shoftim, Sabbath Judges, Senbet Farajot. Here picking up with the fifth book of Moses, of Moshe, the Hebrew book that is called Deuteronomy. Picking up here in Deuteronomy. Give ear. Shalom, Chavarim. Shabbat Shalom for this Shabbat Shoftim, Sabbath Judges, Senbet Farajot. Hear. Shema'ah, 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 Shema'ah. Give ear. Here for the Rishon, the Rishon Aliyah for the first reading, the first up offering for this 48th sabbatical study for this Shabbat Strong, this Shabbat Shoftim, Sabbath Judges, Senbet Farajo. Here picking up with the fifth book of Moses, of Moshe, the Hebrew book that is called Deuteronomy. Picking up here in Deuteronomy chapter 16, here at verse 18, judges in the gates here for the first Aliyah, the Rishon Aliyah for this Shabbat up offering up here. And here the first words for this 48th Torah portion, reading and feeding. Shoftim with Shotrim titen leka bikol she'areka asher yahweh eloheka noten leka lishabateka ve'shaftu et ha'am mishpat tzedek. Judges and officers shalt thou make thee in all thy gates. Judges and officers shalt thou make thee I in all thy gates. Shoftim with shotrim titena leka bekola sheareka. Which who Yahweh Eloheka, who Jehovah the I Elohim giveth thee throughout thy tribes. Asher Yahweh Eloheka notena leka lisha barteka. And they shall judge the people with just judgment. We shafatu et ha'am mishpat tzedek. Thou shalt not rest judgment, shall not wrestle judgment. Thou shalt not respect persons, neither take a gift, a bribe. For a gift, a bribe, doth blind the eyes of the wise, and pervert the words of the righteous. That which is altogether just shalt thou follow, that thou mayest live and inherit the land which Yahweh Eloheka giveth thee. Justice shalt thou follow, that thou mayest live and inherit the land which Yahuwah Eloheka giveth thee I. Tzedek tzedek tirdofa lima'ana tichyeh we yarashta eta ha'areta asher Yahuwah Eloheka notena lak. Thou shalt not plant thee a grove of any trees near to the altar, the Mizbeach, HaMizbeach of Yahweh Eloheka, of Jehovah, the I Elohim, which that thou shalt make. Neither shall thou set thee up any image which Yahweh Eloheka hateth. Thou shalt not plant thee an Asherah of any kind of tree beside the altar, the Mizbeach, Yahweh Eloheka, of Jehovah, the I Elohim, which thou shalt make thee I. Neither shalt thou set thee up a pillar, which Yahweh Eloheka hateth. And hear, Shema Israel, hear, give ear. Fifth book of Moses, Hebrew book called Deuteronomy, Deuteronomy chapter 17. Offerings must be unblemished. Thou shalt not sacrifice la Yahweh Eloheka to Jehovah the I Elohim any bullock or sheep wherein is blemish or any evil flavoredness, for that is an abomination la Yahweh Eloheka to Jehovah the I Elohim. Idolaters to be stoned. Verse 2. If there be found among you within any of thy gates, which Yahweh Eloheka, which Jehovah the I Elohim giveth thee, man or woman that hath wrought wickedness, ratchetness in the sight of Yahweh Eloheka, Jehovah the I Elohim, in transgressing his covenant, and have gone and served Elohim, Acharim, other Elohim, and worshipped them, either the sun or moon or any of the hosts of heaven, which I have not commanded. And it be told thee, and thou hast heard of it, and inquired diligently, and behold, it be true, and the thing certain that such abomination is wrought, is done in Israel. Then shalt thou bring forth that man, that man, or that woman, which who have committed that wicked, that ratchet thing, to thy gates, even that man or that woman, and shall stone them with stones till they die, at the mouth of two witnesses or three witnesses shall he that is worthy of death be put to death, but at the mouth of one witness he shall not be put to death. The hands of the witnesses shall be first upon him to put him to death, and afterward the hands of all the people. So thou shalt put the evil away from among you. Obedience to authority. Verse 8. If there arise a matter too hard for thee, in judgment, between blood and blood, between plea and plea, and between stroke and stroke, being matters of controversy, being matters of controversy within thy gates, then shalt thou arise and get thee up to the place into Hamakom, which Yahweh Eloheka, Jehovah the I Elohim, shall choose. And thou shalt come to the priest, HaKohanim, the Levite, HaLewim, and to the judge that shall be in those days, and inquire, and they shall shew thee the sentence of judgment, and thou shalt do according to the sentence which they of that place, which Yahweh Jehovah shall choose, shall shew thee, and thou shalt observe to do according to all that they inform thee, according to the sentence of HaTorah, the law, which they shall teach thee, and according to the judgment which they shall tell thee, thou shalt do. Thou shalt not decline from the sentence which they shall show thee, to the right hand or nor to the left. And the man that will do presumptuously and will not hearken to HaKohen, to the Kohen, to the priest that standeth to minister there, lifnei Yahweh Eloheka, before Jehovah the Elohim, or to the judge, even that man, that man shall die, and thou shalt put away the evil from Israel, and all the people Ha'am shall hear and fear and respect reverence, and do no more presumptuous. And hear, Shema Israel, for the Sheni. The Sheni, Aliyah. Here for the second up offering, for the second reading, here for this Shabbat Shoftim, Senbet Farajot. Here picking up with the fifth book of Moses, Moshe, the Hebrew book called Deuteronomy chapter 17, here at verse 14, concerning a king, concerning a Melech, concerning a Negus. Here for the Sheni, the second reading, the second Aliyah, the second of offering up for this Shabbat Shoftim. Ki atabo iliya ha'aretza asheri Yahweh Eloheka noten alak. We arishta with ya shabtaha baha we amarta asima alaya meleka. Kol ha-goyim asher se-ba-botai. Hear, hear, hear the second reading, the second aliyah of offering for Shabbat Shoftim concerning a king. When thou art come to the land which Yahweh Lohika giveth thee, I, and shall possess it, and shall possess her, and shall dwell therein, and shall say, I will set a king over me, over I, like as all the nations, the goyim, ha-goyim, the nationalities, the nations that are about me, about I. Ki atabo iliha aretza asheria waloheka notena lak. We are rishataha. We ya shabataha bah. We amarta. Sima alai melek kukola goyima asha se biabotai. Thou shalt in any wise set him king melek, even the goose over thee, I, whom Yahweh Eloheka Jehovah the I Elohim shall choose. One, from among thy brethren shalt thou set king melek, Negus, over thee. Thou mayest not set a stranger over thee, which is not thy brother, not Achika, not Wendemith. But he shall not multiply horses to himself, nor cause the people to return to Mitzrayim, to Kemet, to Egypt, to the end that he should multiply horses, for as much as Yahweh, Jehovah, have said to you, ye, y'all, shall henceforth return no more that way. Neither shall he multiply wives to himself, that his heart turn not away, neither shall he greatly multiply to himself silver and gold. And it shall be, when he sitteth upon the throne of his kingdom, that he shall write him a copy of this law, this Torah, this direction, instruction, in a book, a cipher, out of that which is before HaKohanim, HaLewim, the priests, the Levites, and it shall be with him, and he shall read therein all the days of his life, that he may learn to fear, to reverence, to respect Yahweh El-Hayo, respect Jehovah El-Hayo, his Elohim, to keep all the words, the Devarim, of this Torah, of this law, this direction, instruction, and these statutes, to do them, that his heart be not lifted up above his brethren, and that he turn not aside from the commandment to the right hand or to the left, to the end that he may prolong his days, his kingdom, and his government, he and his children in the midst of Yisrael.
So there's a first and a second aliyot. We say like an aliyah a day, a portion of the Torah reading for the Shavua per day, since on the Shabbat day there are seven aliyot. So that was the first and second. Right there coming forward with the third. Some interesting themes there, as we have the Shoftim and the Shotarim. The Shoftim, the Shofet, the judges, Shoftim in the Hebrew, the Shofet, singular. And then we have the Shotarim. Shotarim, like the officers. So the judges and officers shall we make in all of I gates. It's interesting when it speaks about the grove, you know, it's with the grove or the Asherah. And then also speaks about the pillar, not to make a pillar. Verses 21 and 22 of Deuteronomy, Deuteronomy chapter 16. Now, what's of interest and note, because some will say, oh, look, there's a contradiction over here. Abraham had a grove. And look at Jacob. Jacob sets up a howlet, a stela. He sets up a stela or a pillar. You could say like an obelisk, so to speak. You know what I mean? Well, yes, in the patriarchal times, some things that were permitted or allowed, like Abraham, we have in Bereshit in Genesis, where Abraham sets up that altar, I think Yahuwah Olam, you know, Yahuwah Olam, the everlasting, the eternal, you know, the eternal, he who be, who he be, Jehovah, the eternal one. And he sets up a grove, you know, a grove, and then he worships it as an altar, right? In patriarchal times, that was permitted. But here in the law of Moshe and in the Torah as Israel, this is more than 400 something years later, according to the narrative, these very things are forbidden to, we could say, the great-great-grandchildren, the B'nai Yisrael. Same thing with Yaakov, you know, with Jacob. He sets up a stela. Remember at Beit El? Beit, Bayit, house, El, house of the Almighty, house of God. He called upon his name as El, the Almighty, Beit El, the Almighty House of the Almighty. He sets up a pillar there, even after the incident with the Malak Panav, the Malak Panay, or the angel of the presence that many of us see to be that pre-incarnate Yeshua, right? That pre-incarnate, you know, that's that angel that speaks with the same authority as he who be, who he be, and reveal himself to Moshe. But in the incident after the wrestling, what did Yaakov do? He set up a pillar. So things that were permitted in the patriarchal times, the Hebrew patriarchs, the trinity of them, Abraham, Yitzhak, and Yaakov, he says that he is the Elohim of the trinity of those patriarchs. Those things that were permitted in the patriarch's time, we have the cautioning and the warning and the prohibition here. We're going to pick up the third aliyah right here for the third day of the Shavuah, a.k.a. the Gentiles. Other nations call this Tuesday, the third day podcast. Coming forward.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad.
Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel.
Here. For the Shalishi Aliyah, for the third reading, the third offering up here for this Shabbat, Shoftim. And hear, Shema Yisrael, hear, get ear. Oh, Yisrael, Ethiopia, Yisrael. Hear. For the Shalishi Aliyah, for the third reading, the third offering up here for this Shabbat, Shoftim. Sendet Farajot here, picking up the fifth book of Moses, Moshe, Hebrew book called Deuteronomy. Here, Deuteronomy chapter 18, for the Shalishi Aliyah, the tribe of Levi. Here, picking up for the Shalishi Aliyah, for this Shabbat Shoftim. Lo Yihyeh La Kohanim Ha-Lewin Kol Shevet Lewi Chelek V'Nachlaim Yisrael Ishei Yahuwah We nachelato yokelun. Here. For the Shalishi Aliyah, the tribe of Lewi, of Levi, the priests, the Levites, and all the tribe of Lewi shall have no part nor inheritance with Yisrael. Lo yihyeh la kohanim halwim kol sheveta. They shall eat the offerings of Yahweh, of Jehovah, made by fire, and his inheritance. We're nachela ima Yisrael ishe Yahweh. We're nachela to yo kelun. Therefore shall they have no inheritance among their brethren. Yahweh, Jehovah is their inheritance, as he hath said to them. HaKohen, the Kohen, the priest, do, verse 3, the priests do. And this shall be the Kohens, the priests do from the people, from them that offer a sacrifice, whether it be ox or sheep. And they shall give to the Kohen, the priest, the shoulder and the two cheeks and the maw, the first fruit also of thy corn, of thy wine, and of thine oil, and the first of the fleece of thy sheep shalt thou give him. Ki Yahweh Eloheka, for Jehovah the I Elohim hath chosen him out of all thy tribes to stand to minister in the name, the Hashem of Yahuwah, of Jehovah, him and Benayo, his sons, forever, for
I. Yes, 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 that's the third Aliyah right here for the third day. And also heal up to the mind born Benjamin. Yes, I, you know, rest in peace, rise in glory and grace. The Earth Strong of Von Benjamin, a.k.a. Ake Beckon, also known as Midnight, the band, though, but still known as Midnight, Ake Becker. Here in the season of the Earth Strong, I think it was the 13th, just want to make sure right and accurate, but here in the season of the Earth Strong, here at this 48th degree of our sabbatical study for Shoftim, here, Judge the Patience. Yes, sir.
Yeah. Every city stays complete, every intellectual institution is only a set of interactions, it's only a body of relations, human relations. So each one is a subset, you see, of human family. There's been enough examples, you see, of scientific envy. Invented everything and can't harness their emotion. Feeling bigger and a bigger and a fortified foundation. There's a few worldviews, but the root of their intention. Snobbish, elitist aspirations, dismiss creation's hard evidences. I'm watching them 360 to TV again. It's a violent comedic conscience, trying to avoid embarrassment. No. Deep space eyes and skin, deep water eyes and skin, and the hope to bring back pictures with the same thing from the atom of a carbon hurricane. And the spiral in the knowledge of the surface look like self-replication of the birth in. And the knowledge that remains still, and the still of the eye originality. The tetrahedral that we tripped up the steam with, that's the high speed of the molecule we work with, rushing to the singularity to rupture the time with. Monumental record of this mind, they openly call it. Any one human mind is more complex than anything you can take. It is among the insects, it is among the insects. As the abstract art has chemical representation and tangible MRI, so it feels when you work on it to crystallize. And then sitting in the critical ruling place of rhyme, and the instant moral was long ago put aside to reserve space for discovery of patents and copyrights. So there's a rich history of animals used in disguise, of the prey and of the predators alike. Must seem to them to be alive, studying everything that needs not sunlight, everything that needs not sunlight. You judge the brightest.
And judge the patience. Yes, I. Yes, I. Rastafari. Give thanks, Roxy Moore. Yes, I, for the share right there. So here on the air, We're like 10 minutes out. Now, usually we have what we call the grace period. Hopefully we still have the grace period because there's more to share, more to catch up on right here, here, here on the T to T, Testify Tuesday on the Air. Today's daily psalm is 121. Even like to just share the 99th psalm was a previous light. We had the technical difficulty, so we couldn't take flight, as it were. You know, but here, 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 hopefully we have these this grace period coming forward, 10 minutes. Just giving ones a heads up, you know what I mean? Technology, technology, but I and I overcome in His divine majesty. Yes, I come out.
If tomorrow is judgment day.
Original justice, man. Champion song.
Oh, and I'm standing on the front line. When the Lord asked me what I give it a sound, I would say, Jah Jah, you know I'll kill them for you. I'll kill them for you. I'll kill them for you.
Yes, yes, yes. You know when we say to one, to one, you go, just kill that, kill that, kill that. You know, in the spirituality of His divine majesty. Yes, I, Kedemah, Halasalash. There's a saying that we say right here, here, here. Tzedek, tzedek. Justice, justice. Terdof, thou shall pursue. Sense of terdof from radaf, radaf, radaf in the Hebrew, like to pursue. Like sometimes in the psalm it says that, you know, my enemies, they persecute me. Literally in the Hebrew, it's like they pursue me, like they run me down. You know, from the radaf, radaf root. So here we have terdof, 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 which is like a command speaking to a singular male, but in the Hebrew sense, often speaking to like one man, is speaking to all man as one man. And the Hebrew saying is tzedek. Tzedek is justice, what's righteous, righteousness, justice, justice. Tzedek, tzedek, terdof.
Justice, justice, shalt thou follow. Tzedek, tzedek, terdof. Justice, 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 shalt thou follow. Tzedek, tzedek, terdof, that thou mayest live and inherit the land which Yahuwah Eloheka giveth thee. I. Tzedek, tzedek, terdof, litma'ana tichyeh. We ya rashta eta areta asheria waloheka notena lak 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 lak.
Tzedek, tzedek, terdof. Justice, justice, righteousness, righteousness, terdof. Shall you pursue? Shall you run after? To run after, not just say, well, let's see if we get justice or we get peace. No, we must be active in the pursuit of justice, justice. But notice the conditional right there in the word, according to Devarim, Deuteronomy, so that we might inherit the land. Yes, I come out of this strange land. Yes, I. We have to pursue it. We have to kind of run it down. You know what I'm saying? Justice, justice, thou shall pursue. So we can have good judgment and shalom and peace. Queen Omega, judgment. Mishpat, mishpat, mishpat.
Work hard for yours, and I'll work for mine. Show some love and be kind.
crime. Then you could never ever get left behind. No, you run from the judge. According to your words, you'll be paid. Hey, you run from the judge. You're gonna do now, your judgment come. You eat up your bread and give the youth them the crumb. You drink up your wine and have all the fun. Tell me who give the people the gun. Tell me who's gonna get the fire bun. Whether from flames or it come from the sun. You would never know from whence it come. And like a bomb it have to bring bad fire. Yeah, escape get caught in the wire. Wicked man, full time you expire. Sucking me blood like a damn vampire.
Psalm 37:30 has an interesting verse. It says, the mouth of the righteous speaketh wisdom, and his tongue talketh of judgment. See, judgment is not condemnation. Judgment can be acquittal. Didn't you know that? See, people think judgment is condemnation because many people's judgment is false judgment. It's condemnation. Always seeking to condemn somebody, but judgment, just weighing it in just sight and rendering the proper and the right verdict. So not running from judgment, but running to judgment or pursuing justice. Tzedek, tzedek, terdof. So right here.
Many are calling, no? Many are called, but few are choosing. Many are called, but few are choosing. I was called. And I was choosing. It's funny, but it's true.
It is good that you are here to record this picture of me in my palace garden at Addis Ababa. People who see this throughout the world will realize that even in the 20th century, with faith, courage, and a just cause, David will still beat Goliath.
Be replaced by the oncoming generation. That's I. So we say, even here in the 21st century, to fulfill the will of his divine majesty. The previous psalm was 99. Like the ones and ones to get a here. Today's psalm, the Tuesday psalm, here in the season, 121. But hear this, 99.
Psalm 99.
The Lord reigneth.
Adonai Malach, 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 Malach.
Let the people tremble. He sitteth between the cherubims. Let the earth be moved.
Yoshev keruvim tanut ha'aretz.
The Lord is great in Zion, and he is high above all the people. Let them praise thy great and terrible name, for it is holy, for it is holy, for it is holy, for it is holy. The king's strength also loveth judgment. Thou dost establish equity. Thou executest judgment and righteousness in Jacob. Exalt ye the Lord our God, and worship at his footstool, for he is holy, for he is holy, for he is holy,
for he is holy.
Moses and Aaron among his priests, and Samuel among them that call upon his name, they called upon the Lord, and he answered them. He spake unto them in the cloudy pillar. They kept his testimonies, and the ordinance that he gave them. Thou answeredst them, O Lord our God. Thou wast a God that forgavest them, though thou tookest vengeance of their inventions. Exalt the Lord our God, and worship at his holy hill, for the Lord our God is holy.
Lord Sadetet Adonai Malach Irgezu Amin Yoshev Keruvim Tanut Haarez Adonai Betzion Gadol Veramhu Al Kol Haamin Yodu Shimcha Gadol Venora Kadoshu Veoz Melech Mishpat Ahev Atta Konanda Mesharim Mishpat Utsedaka Beyaakov Atta Asita רוממו אדוני אלוהינו והשתחוו להדום רגליו קדוש הוא משה ואהרון וכהניו ושמואל וקוראי שמו קוראים אל אדוני והוא יענם ועמוד ענן ידבר עליהם שמרו עדותיו וחוק נתן להם אדוני אלוהינו אתה עניתם אל נושא היית להם, ונוקם על עלילותם. רוממו אדוני אלוהינו, והשתחוו להר קודשו, כי קדוש אדוני אלוהינו.
Hashem elect of right there from Nassim X and God El Baz right there. I like to play the A side, but just a basic chorus. Hashem Melech, Hashem Malak, Hashem Yimlok. Hashem, the name, is a way of referring to Yahuwah by the name above name, the name of names, he who be, who he be, he who is, who he is, Yahuwah. Hashem, the name, Melech, the name is Melech, is king. Hashem Malach, the name has been coronated as king. The name has become Malach, king. Hashem Yimlok, the name will rule as king. Hashem Melech, Hashem Malach, Hashem Yimlok. Main part of the relic right here, here, here. Hashem.
Padamawi, Padamawi.
The whole place is due for
Hashem Melech, Hashem Malach, Hashem Yimlok, Le'olam Va'ed, for Ivan, Ivan. Right here, 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 God El Baz, Nassim X, Hashem Melech,
The name is King. Yes, I. Rastafari.
The world make over, Mashiach will come take over. You ain't gotta be me or see what I see. All you gotta do is take a look forward. Lift up your eye to the sky, spread out your hands, say thank you, smile. Get them up, put them up, leave them up, ha ha. Yep, yep, pump up the volume every day. Stand in place, heart racing, no words to say. Pressure building, trying to hold my faith. Mind drifting like not today. Wake up from everything. Break out your shell and scream. Ha Shim, you're the king. Ha Shim, you're the king.
Hashem Elech, Hashem Malach, Hashem Imloch Leolam Va'em. Hashem Elech, Hashem Malach, Hashem Imloch.
So right here, that was for Psalm 99. The tune is known as Hashem Melech, Hashem, the name. Literally in the Hebrew, Ha, the, definite article, Shem. Shem means name, the name, referring to Yahweh, to the Yod, Hey, Wahey, He who be, who he be. This is the world makeover. Mashiach will come take over. You ain't got to be me. or see what I see. All you got to do is take a look forward. Lift up your eyes to the sky. Spread out your hands. Say thank you. Smile. Get them up. Get them up. Get them up. Hi, hi. Yep, yep. Pump up the volume. Every day, stand in place. Pressure building. Trying to hold my face. Mind drifting. Like, not today. Wake up from everything. Break out your shell and scream. Hashem, you're the king. Hashem, you're the king. Hashem, the name Yahweh, he who be, who he be. HaMelech. Hashem, Melech, Hashem, Malak. Hashem, Melech, the name is king. Melech, Hashem, Malak. The name has become king. The name has been coronated. Our father, King David's rock, your honor, we give our lot. The stronger we cling, you drop. The blessing, the bracha, the baraka, or in modern Hebrew, bracha, the baraka, the blessing, the baraka. Success, hatzlacha, hatzlacha, success, hatzlacha. The world is yours. You offer it to whomever calls you. Wake up, my friend. We gone. We praising Hashem with all of our soul. The klipa, the klipo, the klipa. It's one of the words like for like the demons. Literally, it come from a Hebrew term for like the shell, like the bark of a tree. Like the demons are like the scraping off of a tree, but Hebraically referred to as a klipa. The klipa is fighting. We know. We waging a war. We won't let him go. Even if the world don't turn, the fire will burn. The Aish Tamid, Hebrew Aish, Aish, Aish. Some of them says Aish. Others will say Aish, 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 fire. Tamid, Tamid, continual. The Aish Tamid, the continual fire. Or Korban. Korban is sacrifice, really. Korban, Korban is like the offering. Or Korban, self-sacrifice. Yep, put Aish on me. We clapping loud, scream it loud. We're going to take the crown, bring it back straight to the king. Then we bow. Malkut, complete. Yep. Malkut. Malkut, Hebraically, is the kingdom. So we have the Melech, the king. Malak, become king or be coronated. Yimlok, to reign as king. And the Malkut is the kingdom. So what it says, let's rewind a little bit. We're going to take the crown, bring it back straight to the king. Then we bow. Malkut, complete. Yep. Pick up a mitzvah. Lay down the chet. Pick up a mitzvah. Lay down the chet. The mitzvah or modern Hebrew mitzvah. Mitzvah is a command, right? So pick up a commandment. Pick up a command. Another way of saying do a good deed, like somebody do something Hebraically, Judaically, we'll say, oh, so you did a mitzvah, like you did a good deed for somebody. That's to do a, keep a commandment, do a commandment, pick up a commandment, pick up a mitzvah, lay down the chet, chet in the Hebrew, sin, lack, falling short, missing the mark. So pick up commandment and lay down the missing the mark. Olam haba or olam hazeh. Hebraically, we say olam. Olam is like the world haba, haba, to come. The world to come. Or olam hazeh. Olam, the world ha, the, zeh, zeh, this. So olam haba, the world to come, or olam hazeh, or this world. The feeling is great when we can say praise Hashem, his name is great.
Padamawi, Padamawi.
Inflatia.
The home praise is due
for. So here, here, here. Yes, yes, yes. Here, here, here. Let's go through a couple of verses, of the 99th Psalm, just Hebraically speaking, right here, here, here. Let's start with this right here. Yes.
מזמור צדתת, אדוני מלאך ירגזו עמים, יושב קרובים תנות הארץ. אדוני בציון גדול, ורם הוא על כל העמים. יודו שמך גדול ונורא, קדוש הוא. ועוז מלך משפט אהב, אתה כוננת משרים, משפט וצדקה ביעקב, אתה עשית. רוממו אדוני אלוהינו, והשתחוו לאדום רגליו, קדוש הוא. משה ואהרון וכהניו, ושמואל וקוראי שמו, קוראים אל אדוני והוא יענם, בעמוד ענן ידבר עליהם, שמרו עדותיו וחוק נתן להם. אדוני אלוהינו אתה עניתם, אל נושא היית להם, ונוקם על עלילותם. רוממו אדוני אלוהינו, והשתחוו להר קודשו, כי קדוש אדוני אלוהינו.
Psalm 99.
Mizmor Tzadetet.
The Lord reigneth.
Adonai malach.
Let the people tremble.
Irgizu amin.
He sitteth between the cherubims. Let the earth be moved.
Yoshev keruvim tanut haaretz.
The Lord is great in Zion, and he is high above all the people. Let them praise thy great and terrible name, for it is holy. For it is holy. For it is holy. For it is holy. The king's strength also loveth judgment. Thou dost establish equity. Thou executest judgment and righteousness in Jacob. Exalt ye the Lord our God, and worship at his footstool, for he is holy. For he is holy. For he is holy. For he is holy. Moses and Aaron among his priests, and Samuel among them that call upon his name, they called upon the Lord, and he answered them. He spake unto them in the cloudy pillar. They kept his testimonies, and the ordinance that he gave them. Thou answeredst them, O Lord our God. Thou wast a God that forgavest them, though thou tookest vengeance of their inventions. Exalt the Lord our God, and worship at his holy hill, for the Lord our God is holy.
Pick up the commandment. Lehaniach et ha-chet, lay down the ukkari. You know, the commandment is to even read, you know, to call out. The words like to call out and also to read is one and the same in the Hebrew. So let's go through this psalm right here. It's a verse by verse right here, here, here. Pick up the
commandment.
Mizmor Sadei Tate, Sadei Tate, Sadei Tate. Yahuwah Malach, Yira Gazu Ami, Yoshev Kiruvim, Tanut Haaretz. Jehovah reigneth, make the peoples tremble. Yahuwah Malach, Yergezu Amin. He is enthroned upon the cherubim, the kiruvim. Make the earth quake. Yosheba kiruvim tanut haaretz. Yahuwah Betzion Gadol. Witram hu al kol haamin. Yahuwah Jehovah is great in Zion.
Yahweh Bitzion Gadol. He is high with Ram, who above all the peoples. Al Kol Ha'amin. Yodu Shimeka Gadola Winora. Kadosh, who make them praise thy, the I, male name, as great and awful. Yodu Shimka Gadol with Nora. Make them praise thy name. Yodu Shimka, as great and awful, as great and dreadful. Gadol with Nora. Kadosh, who? Holy. Kadosh, who? He. Holy is he. Kadosh, who? With Oz Meleka Mishpata Ahev. Ata konanta mesharim mishpata utzadaka de Yaakov. Ata osita, the strength also of the king who loveth justice. With Oz Melech mishpata ahev. Thou the eye has established equity. Ata konenanta mesharim, thou the eye has executed justice and righteousness in Jacob, in Yaakov. Mishpata utzedaka b'Yaakov. Ata osita. Romu Yahweh Eloheinu v'hishtachvu la hedom raglayu. Kadosh hu, exalt ye, exalt your Jehovah, Aina Elohim, Romu Yahuwah Eloheinu, and prostrate and worship yourselves, worship all y'all at his footstool, with Hishtachu La Hedom Raglayo, holy Ila is, Ila be he, Kadosh hu, Moshe v'Aharon, B'Kohenayo, Usha, U Shemuel, B'Koreshemo, Koreim, Korim, Eliyawa, Wehu, Ya'enem, Moses, and Aharon, Moses and Aaron, Moshe, we'Aharon, among his priests, B'Kohenayo, and Samuel, U Shemuel, B'Korei Shemo, among them that Korei Shemo, that call upon Shemo, Kori Eliyahua, with who Yahneim, did call upon Jehovah, and he answered them. B'Amuda Anana ye dabira elehem. Shamru edotayo wechoka natana lamo. He spoke to them in the pillar of cloud. Be amuda anana ye dabira elehem. They kept his testimonies. Shamru edotayo, and the statute that he gave them. Wechoka natana lamo. Yahweh Eloheinu ata enitam. Ela no se haita lahem. We no came. Allah eli lotam. Jehovah Einai Elohim Yahweh Eloheinu, thou the I did answer them. Ata enitam, a forgiving El, true God, was thou to them. El anoseya hayita lahem, though thou tookest vengeance of their misdeeds. With no came Allah elilotam. Romu Yahweh Eloheinu, we hishtachu le harak adshoa. Ki kadosh Yahuwah Eloheinu. Exalt ye, exalt Yod Jehovah. I and I Elohim, I and I true good true God. Romu Yahuwah Eloheinu. And worship, prostrate, y'all. Worship, y'all, at his holy, his Isla hill, his holy hill. Wehishtachuwa lihar kadisho. For Jehovah, I and I Elohim, true good true God, is holy, is Isla. Ki kadosh Yahuwah Eloheinu. Mizmor Sadeit 8. Yahuwah Malaka Yergzu Ami Yosheva Kerubi Tanuta Haaretz Yahuwah Bitsiona Gadola Witramhu Alkolaha Ami Yodu Ashimka Gadol Witnora Kadosh Hu Witoza Meleka Mishpata He Ata Konanta meshari mishpata uatsedaka bit Yaakov ata asita romu Yahuwah Eloheinu wehishtachuwa lahedoma raglayo kadosh hu Moshe weahiron de kohnayo ushmuela de koreish mo Orei Maili Yahuwah Wahua Ni Ya Ni Bi Amuda Anana Yidaberelehema Shamru Edotayo Wehokanatana Lamo Yahuwah Eloheinu Ata Enitam El no se Haita Lahem We no kema al elilotam Romu Yahuwah Eloheinu Wehishtachu Le harakadisho Kia kadosh Yahuwah Eloheinu 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 Eloheinu
His foundation is in the wall of mountain. Jealous the gates of Zion more than all the dwellings of Jacob. Glorious things have been spoken of the O city of God. I'll make mention to Rahab and Babylon to them that know I. With the old Philistine Tyre with Ethiopia, it shall be said that this man was born there. And the highest himself shall establish the earth. Jah Rastafari.
Psalm 99.
Mizmor Tzadetet, 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 Tzadetet.
The Lord reigneth, reigneth, reigneth.
Adonai Malach, 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 Malach.
Let the people tremble. He sitteth between the cherubims. Let the earth be moved, be moved, be moved, be moved.
Yoshev keruvim tanut
haaretz. The Lord is great in Zion, and he is high above all the people. Let them praise thy great and terrible name. For it is holy, for it is holy, for it is holy, for it is
Kadosh,
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 holy,
for
it is
Kadosh,
holy, for it is holy. The king's strength also loveth judgment. Thou dost establish equity. Thou executest judgment and righteousness in Jacob. Exalt ye the Lord our God, and worship at his footstool, for he is holy, for he is holy, for he is holy, for he is holy,
Kadosh,
for he is
Kadosh,
for he is Kadosh,
for he is Kadosh,
for he is
Kadosh,
for he is Kadosh. Moses and Aaron among his priests, and Samuel among them that call upon his name, they called upon the Lord, and he answered them. He spake unto them in the cloudy pillar, they kept his testimonies, and the ordinance that he gave them. Thou answeredst them, O Lord our God, thou wast a God that forgavest them, though thou tookest vengeance of their inventions. Exalt the Lord our God, and worship at his holy hill. For the Lord our God is holy, 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 holy.
My advice to all, advice to all, advice to all, advice to all, is to fulfill the Ten Commandments.
Fulfill the Ten Commandments.
Fulfill the Ten Commandments.
And here, Midrash on today's psalm, today's daily psalm, Mizmor Tzadei 8. Mizmor Tzadei 8. Mizmor Tzadei 8. Psalm 99. Psalm XCIX, a Midrash here from the Sefer Midrash Tehillim, today's psalm. The Lord reigneth, let the peoples tremble. Here, here, the Aleph first. Yahuwah, Malak, Yerigzu, Amin. Yahuwah, Malak, Yerigzu, Amin. Jehovah reigneth, Jehovah, he who be who he be hath become king. Yahuwah, Malak, he who be who he be has been coronated. Yerigzu, Amin. May the peoples, Amin, Yerigzu, Yerigzu, tremble. Rav Yehuda, Judah, said in the name of Rav Shmuel, Samuel, as long as the Bnei Yisrael, the sons, the children of Israel, are in exile, the kingdom of heaven, the kingdom of the heavens is not at peace, is not at shalom. Yet the nations of the earth, the Goye, Haaretz, the nations, the heathen, the Gentiles of the earthly plane, they dwell unperturbed. When the Bnei Yisrael, when the sons of Israel, when the Israelites are redeemed, however, the kingdom of heaven, the kingdom of the Shemayi, of the heavens, will be at shalom, at peace. But the peoples of the earth, of the earthly plane, will tremble. Hence, here, 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 in today's chant, today's mizmor, Yahuwah Malak, Yerigzu, Amin, Jehovah reigneth, Jehovah hath become king, he who be, we be, has been coronated. May the peoples, make the peoples tremble. Yerigzu, Amin. May they be awestruck. Yerigzu, Amin. He is enthroned upon the cherubim. May the earth, may she stagger. Hear, hear, hear. Second part of the Aleph verse. Yosheb, Kerubim, Tanut, Haaretz. Yosheb, Kerubim, Tanut, Haaretz. He is enthroned. He sitteth. Yosheb. Kerubim, Kerubim, he sitteth, the Kerubim, the cherubim. Tanut, may she quake, may she stagger, Tanut Haaretz, the earth, the earthly plane. Stagger, stagger this way and that way. Lamazeh, why this? Because Yahuwah, Jehovah, is great in Zion, and he is high above all the peoples. Hear, 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 the bait, the second verse. Yahuwah b'tzion gadol v'ram hu al kol ha'amin. He who be who he be is great, is big, is bigged up in Zion. Yahuwah b'tzion gadol. And he is high v'ram hu. And he himself who is ram, v'ram hu, above all the peoples. Al kol ha'amin. Rav Yochanan took the words, Jehovah is great in Zion, Yahuwah b'tzion gadol, to mean that Ha'el, Ha'el, the power, the Almighty, is great because of what he has did in Zion, in Zion. His own house, he has not spared. His own house, his own bait, he has not spared. Therefore, when he returns to punish the destroyers thereof, how much greater their punishment? His own bait he has not spared. Therefore, when he returns to punish the destroyers, thereof, how much greater their punishment? Now, here's a Midrash note. The Midrash note right here, connected with how much greater their punishment, the destroyers. Refer to the Midrash on Psalm 3, the first perek, the Midrash on Psalm 3.1. But Rav Chanina interpreted the words, Jehovah is great in Zion, Yahuwah b'tzion gadol, as follows. When Jehovah causes his presence, his face, his perception to return to Zion, to Zion, then will he be great in Zion. Rav Yohanan said, a verse in Scripture supports Rav Chanina. This verse in Scripture, in the 102nd Psalm, Hebraically the 17th verse, the 102nd Psalm, Hebraically the 17th verse, that reads, when the Lord shall build up Zion, then he shall appear in his glory. When the Lord shall build up Zion, then hath he appeared in his glory. Here, 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 the 102nd Psalm, right here, 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 Hebraically the Kof Beit Psalm. Here, the 17th verse in the Hebrew might correspond to the 16th verse in the KJV, but here, from the Hebrew, Ki bana Yahuwah Tziona nir'ah biya kebodo. when he who be who he be has built up Zion. Ki bana, ki for when, for bana, build up. Yahuwah, he who be who he be, Zion, Zion, nirah, nirah, he appears, he has appeared, he appears. Be kabodo, be kabodo, be kabodo, or brought out here as when Jehovah has built up Zion, he shall appear in his glory. Nirah, 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 be kabodo, nirah, be kabodo. The king's strength also loveth judgment. Hear, 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 today's mizmor, today's chant, Psalm 99. Hear the Dalet, the fourth verse. The king's strength also loveth judgment. We'oz melech mishpat aheb. We'oz melech mishpat aheb. The king, the melech's strength, oz, loveth aheb mishpat, judgment. You find that when a man is strong, he does not make use of the way of judgment. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but the Holy One, blessed be he, according to Yeshayahu, Isaiah, Isaiah 61 and 8, loveth judgment, for as is said in Isaiah, for I, the Lord, love judgment. And here, Bevayist in the Hebrew, Ki ani Yahuwah ohev mishpat, for I, he who be who he be, love justice or mishpat, judgment. Ki ani Yahuwah ohev mishpat. Ki ani Yahuwah ohev mishpat, for I, Jehovah, he who be who he be, love judgment. Ki ani Yahuwah ohev mishpat. Accordingly, Rav Abahu took the verse to mean, even though Ha'el, the Almighty is the strength, Ha'el, Elohim, loves judgment and makes use of the way of judgment, thou hast established equity. Thou hast established Ata, Konanta, Meishari, the I, male, and none other. Ata, Konanta. Mekonin, Konanta, to establish. Ata Konanta, Meisharim, thou hast established Meisharim, equity. Rav, Iskandri, Alexandri, took these words to mean, thou hast established order in thy world. When a man has a claim against his neighbor, he appears with him before the law. And after both pledge themselves to accept what the law decides, they make peace, they make shalom. Hence, thou hast established equity. Ata konanta meisharim. Or, when a man going along the way sees his enemy's ass falling down under its burden, he goes forward, lends a hand, and helps his enemy in loading and in unloading. Here, we have a midrash note. Here, a midrash note right here. Sees his enemies, or when a man going along his way sees his enemies as fallen. Also in the words of Robeinu, Yeshua HaMoshiach, Ainai Rabbi, the Rabbi of Rabbis, Black Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, speaks to the same point to Ainai in the Brit Chadasha, in the Hadish Kidan, the Adis Kidan. Here, so the P.E., the print edition, Makiri, the E.T., the edited text has his neighbors. So it would read, or when a man going along his way sees his neighbor's ass falling down under its burden, he goes forward, lends a hand, and helps his enemy, his neighbor, in loading and in unloading. Then both men go into an inn. And the latter says, quote, so-and-so, Clay Clay, is my friend after all, and I thought that he was my enemy. Then both men go into an inn, and the latter says, so-and-so is my friend after all, and I thought that he was my enemy. They fall into talking with one another, and peace and shalom results between them. What was it that caused the two men to make peace and become friends? It was that the first man kept what is written in HaTorah. It was that the first man kept, guarded, hedged about, protected, kept what is written in HaTorah, in the Torah. Namely, here, Shemot, Exodus chapter 23, verse 5. If thou see the ass of him that hateth thee fallen down under its burden, thou shalt forbear to pass by him. thou shalt surely release it with him. Ki yetere chmora sonaika robeta tachata matsao we chadalta mei ezoba lawua azoba ta ezoba immo. If thou see ki tere, ki tere, if the eye see ki tere, the ass of him that hateth thee, chmor sonaika, sonaika, lying under its burden, robeta tachata masao. Thou, the eye, shall forbear to pass by him. Thou shalt surely release it with him. With chadalta me zoba lawua azoba ta ezob imo. Of Torah, it is written even in the Mishle Shlomo, in the Proverbs of Solomon. Proverbs chapter 3, verse 17. Her ways are ways of pleasantness, and all her paths are peace. Her ways are ways of pleasantness, and all her paths are peace. Derakeha darkeya noam, uakola nitiboteha shalom. Her ways, derakeha, her ways are ways of pleasantness, darke noam. And all her paths, we call netiboteha, her paths, shalom, peace. Derakeha darkeya noam. We call netiboteha, shalom. Accordingly, thou dost bring about justice and judgment in Yaakov, in Jacob. Here, today's Mizmor, Psalm 99, here the Dalet, the fourth verse. Mishpata uetzedaka be Yaakov ata asita. Thou dost do about justice and righteousness, judgment and righteousness, judgment and charity. Mishpata uetzedaka be Yaakov in Jacob ata asita. Ata asita, the eye does bring about justice and judgment in Jacob. Mishpata u tzedaka, mishpat, judgment u, and tzedaka, and righteousness and charity, tzedaka. Mishpata u tzedaka, bit Yaakov, in Jacob. Ata, the I, male, asita, has done, did. This refers to the verse, even in Shemot, in Exodus. Exodus chapter 21, verse 1, where it reads, now these are the judgments that thou shalt set before them. Now these are the judgments that the eye, male, shall set before them. Now these are the judgments. Ve'ele ha-mishapatim asher tasim lifnehem. Now these are the judgments, the ordinances, the judgments. Ha-mishpatim, the judgments that thou, the eye, shall set before them. Asher tasim lifnehem, before their faces. Ve'ele, and these. Ve'ele ha-mishpatim asher, that which tasim, the eye, set lifnehem, before their faces, before them. Ve'ele ha-mishpatim asher tasim lifnehem. Moses and Aaron among his priests. Here, the wild verse, the vav verse, the sixth verse. Moses and Aaron among his priests. Moshe ve'Aharon be'Kohenayo. Moshe ve'Aharon be'Kohenayo. Rav Yudan taught in the name of Rav Jose Bar Chanina, and Rav Berkaya taught in the name of Rav Yehoshua ben Arha. In all the 40 years that the Bnei Yisrael were in the Midbar, in the wilderness, Moses did not hesitate to minister as Kohen Gadol, as high priest. For it is said, Moses and Aaron among his priests. For it is said, Moshe ve'Aharon be'Kohenayo. Moses and Aaron among his priests. Rav Berkayu, in the name of Rav Shimon, Simon said, however, this point is fully made in Scripture, in the passage, even the passage from 1 Chronicles chapter 23, verses 13 to 14, where it reads, the sons of Amram, Aaron, and Moses, and Aaron was separated, that he should be sanctified as most holy, he and his sons forever, to offer lifnei Yahuwah before Jehovah to minister to him. So too Moses, Moshe, Ish HaElohim, the man of Hailahim of the power. His sons, however, are named among the tribe of Lewi, among the tribe of Levi. And here the Midrash note says, as Levites, but not as priests, as Lewim, but not as Kohanim, as Levites, but not as priests. So it says, so too Moshe, Ish HaElohim, the Ish, the man of the Elohim, the true good, the true God, the power. His sons, however, are named among the tribe of Lewi, are named as Lewim, but not as Kohanim. Rav Eleazar Bar Hosei taught, on each of the 7 days of consecration, on each of the 7 days of consecration, Midrash note right here, the Midrash note right here is that is Aaron's, Aharon's consecration as Kohen Gadol, as Lika Kahinat, as high priest. On each of the 7 days of consecration, Moshe, wearing a white linen garment that had no seam, here, Midrash note on no seam, only Aharon, Ubanayo, and his sons were required to wear the garments of priesthood, the garments of the kahuna, not Moshe, not Moses. So here, to Rav Eleazar Bar Hosei's, where he taught that on each of the 7 days of consecration, Moshe, wearing a white linen garment that had no seam, ministered as Kohen Gadol, ministered as the high priest, as Lika Kahinat. And Samuel, Shemuel, among them that call upon his name. U Shemuel Bikore Shemo. U Shemuel Bikore Shemo. And Samuel, amongst them, amongst the callers, Bikore, among the Kore Shemo, the Kore Shemo, the callers of his name. Here, Psalm 99, the 6th verse. What is the point of mentioning Shemuel, of mentioning Samuel, with Moshe, with Aharon, with Moses and Aaron? Even as Moshe with Aharon, Moses and Aaron prayed for the Edat Yisrael, the aggregation of Yisrael, the society of Israel, the congregation of Israel, so did Shemuel, so did Samuel. Hence it is said, and Samuel, among them that call upon Shemo, upon his name, upon the Hashem of HaKadosh, Baruch Hu, Baruch Hashem, they called upon Yahuwah, he who be, who he be, and he answered them.
I said, remember what King Pharaoh do to children of Israel. Remember what King Pharaoh do to children of Israel. Judges said to Moses, go down there to free them.
Today's daily song, we have song.
Psalm 121. I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills from whence cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. He will not suffer thy foot to be moved. He that keepeth thee will not slumber. Behold, he that keepeth Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is thy keeper. The Lord is thy shade upon thy right hand.
The sun shall not smite thee by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord shall preserve thee from all evil. He shall preserve thy soul. The Lord shall preserve thy going out and thy coming in from this time forth and even forevermore. 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 Forevermore.
Mizmor Kuf Kaf Alef Shir Lamalo. אשא עיניי אל ההרים, מאין יבוא עזרי? עזרי מעם אדוני, עושה שמיים וארץ. אל ייתן למות רגליך, אל ינום שומריך. הנה לא ינום ולא יישן, שומר ישראל. אדוני שומריך, אדוני תילך על יד ימיניך. יומם השמש לא יקקה, וירח בלילה. אדוני ישמורך מכל רע, ישמור את נפשך. אדוני ישמור צדך ובואך מעתה ועד עולם.
מזמור מתוהיה בקנף מתוהיה אנד የማዕረግ መዝሙር አይኖቼን ወደ ተራሮች አነሳ ረዳቴ ከወዴት ይምጣ ረዳቴ ሰማይና ምድር ከሰራ ከእግዚአብሔር ዘንድ ነው እግርህን ለመናወጥ አይሰጠውም የሚጠብቅህም አይተኛ እነሆ እስራኤልን የሚጠብቅ አይተኛ ማንቀላፋም እግዚአብሔር ይጠብቃል እግዚአብሔርም በቀኝ እጅህ በኩል ይጋርድሃል አሃይ በቀና ያቃጥልህም ጨረቃም በሌሊት እግዚአብሔር ከክፉ ሁሉ ይጠብቃል ነፍስህንም ይጠብቃል ከዛሬ ጀምሮ እስከ ዘላለም እግዚአብሔር መውጣትህንና መግባትህን ይጠብቃል
Psalm 121 I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills from whence cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. He will not suffer thy foot to be moved. He that keepeth thee will not slumber. Behold, he that keepeth Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is thy keeper, the Lord is thy shade upon thy right hand. The sun shall not smite thee by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord shall preserve thee from all evil. He shall preserve thy soul. The Lord shall preserve thy going out and thy coming in from this time forth and even forevermore. 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 Forevermore.
Yes, 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 Chavarim, Chavarim. So we had to catch up on Psalm 99, and here today's daily psalm was 121. So just some basics right here. Yahuwah, the helper psalm. Lift up my eyes to the hills right here. Here on the outro right here.
Mizmor Kof Kaf Aleph. Mizmor Kof Kaf Aleph. Shir La Ma'elot. Esa Ainai Ella He Harim. מאין יבוא עזרי, עזרי מאין יהוה, עושה שמיים וארץ. אל תיתן למות רגלך, אל ינום שומריך. הנה לא ינום ולא יישן שומר ישראל. יהוה שומריך, יהוה. צילך על יד ימינך יומם השמש לא יקקה וירח בלילה יהוה ישמרך מכל רע ישמורת נפשך, יהוה ישמרז את קהו אבואך, מעתה ועד עולם. מזמור, מזמור, קוף כף אלף, מזמור קוף כף אלף. Psalm CXXI, Psalm 121, Psalm 121. Yahuwah Jehovah, the Helper. Shir la ma'elot, a song. A shir la ma'elot, ma'alot, ma'elot, of a sense of the ma'elot, of the going up. Shir la ma'elot. Esa aina ya'el ha'harim, me'aina yavo ezri. I will lift up mine eyes to the mountains. Esa aina el ha'harim. I will lift up esa mine eyes, aina el ha'harim, to the harim, el ha'harim. Me'aina yavo ezri. From whence? Me'ayin, me'ayin. From where? Me'ayin. Yavo, yavo, ezri. From whence and where shall my help come? Me'ayin, yavo, ezri. Ezri, me'ayin, Yahuwah. Ose, shemayim, wa'aret. My help, ezri. Ezri, ezri, me'ayin, Yahuwah. My help cometh from Jehovah. Ezri ma'imi Yahuwah, ose shamayim wa'aret. He who be who he be who made Yahuwah, ose shamayim, who made heaven shamayim wa and aret wa'aret. Ala yitena lamota ragleka, ala yanuma shomreka. He who be we be he will not suffer thy foot to be moved. Ala yitain, not giving he will not give. Ala yitain, lamot ragleka, he will not suffer thy foot to be moved. Although the Hebrew negative is al and not lo, there is no need to render with RV margin, may he not suffer, may he that keepeth. Its use here is the subjective negative, with the meaning, he will not, nay, cannot possibly, al yitain lamot ragleka, he will not, nay, cannot possibly suffer ragleka, the eye foot, lamot, to be moved. He will not give thy foot, al yitain lamot ragleka, al yanum shomreka. He that keepeth, that hedgeth the eye about, that keepeth the eye, shomreka, will not, nay, cannot possibly slumber. Ala yanum, shomreka, 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 shomreka. Here from the opening, help comes from Yahuwah, from Jehovah. He who be who he be, the sleepless guardian. He nay, lo yanum, will lo ayishan. Shomer Israel, hine, look, see, behold, here it is, hine, lo yanum, lo yanum, lo yanum, lo yanum, lo, not slumbering, not slumbering, lo yanum, will lo yishan, and not sleeping, lo yanum, will lo yishan. Behold, he that keepeth Yisrael, Shomer Yisrael, the keeper, the guardian, Shomer Yisrael, of Yisrael, the man who sees the true good, the true God, Yasharel, the upright of El, the Almighty, Hine, lo yanum, lo yishan, Shomer Yisrael, Yahuwah, Shomreka, Yahuwah, Sileka, Al Yad, Yemineka, Jehovah, Yahuwah, he who be who he be, Shomreka, Shomreka, the eye keeper, speaking to the eye, male, Shomreka, Yahuwah, Shomreka, Yahuwah, Tzileka, Jehovah, he who be who he be, Yahuwah, Tzileka, is Tzileka, is the eye shade, Tzil, Tzileka, Tzilka, is the eye shade, Al Yad, Yemineka, upon thy right hand, al yad, upon the hand, yemineka, of thy right. contrast here the mocking words of the prophet Eliyahu about Baal in 1 Kings XVIII and 27, 1 Kings 18 and 27. The verse that proclaims the lofty confidence of the oneness of he who be who he be. Hine lo yanum ulo yishan shomer yisrael Yahuwah shomreka Yahuwah sileka adiyad aliyad yimineka. Yomam ha-shemesh, yomam ha-shemesh lo yakeka we yareyach balayla. The sun ha-shemesh, the sun shall not smite the eye by day. Yomam, the days by days, days during the days, daily. Yomam ha-shemesh, the sun lo yakeka shall not smite the eye. Lo yakeka we yareyach, and the moon v'yareyach, v'yareyach, v'an yareyach, and the moon balayla, balayla, by layla, by night. Yahuwah yishmarka mikol ra'a, yishmor et nafsheka. Yahuwah yishmar tz'eateka u'avoeka me'ata v'ada olam. The metaphor of shade is elaborated upon as in Yeshayahu Isaiah, Isaiah 49, verse 10. The danger from the moon, some say, was lunacy, the word revealing the old belief, belief, belief that the moon had the power to derange human reason. Sunstroke was naturally a common experience in the Afro-Shemitic East and in the Levant and in what is called Palestine during the subtropical summer, and is alluded to in 2 Kings 4 and 19. Since Ha-Elohim, the true good, the true God, the true Trinity, the Hebrew Trinity, is the ruler of the forces of nature, the nature of the Neturu, the nature of nature, Ha-Elohim is the ruler of the forces of nature and the Neturu. He, who be who he be, he controls them. He has the power to control and manage them so that their effects and affects are not harmful. Yomam ha-shemesh lo yakeka, we yareyach balayla, Yahuwah yishmarka mikol ra'a, yishmor et nafsheka, Jehovah shall keep the eye, male, from all evil. Yahuwah yishmarka mikol ra'a, shall keep the eye from all ra'a, from all evil, ra'a, from the yetzer ha-ra'a, even the inclination to the ra'a, ha-ra'a, mikol ra'a, calamity. The addition of mikol from all, mi from kol, mikol ra'a. It points to the comprehensiveness of the divine, protective power. Life and living life, the liberty exposes man to a great variety of mishaps, haps and mishaps. But none, but no one are beyond Ha-Elohim, true good, the true God's sheltering care. Keepeth, he shall keep thy soul, thy psyche. Yishmor, yishmor eta nafsheka. He shall keep the eye, male's psyche, soul. He shall keep she. He shall guard the eye, psyche, the eye, soul. Yishmor eta nafsheka. Yahuwah yishmar eteka uvoeka. Me'ata wa'ada olam. Going out and thy coming in. Seateka uvoeka, seateka uvoeka, seateka uvoeka, seateka uvoeka, the eye going out and thy coming in, all thine affairs and undertakings, seateka uvoeka. In Deuteronomy XXVIII, in Deuteronomy 28 and 6, and Deuteronomy 31 and 2, referring to the seateka uvoeka, the eye going out and the eye coming in. Going out, se'eteka, se'ateka, exodusing, going out. It refers to man's departure from Beito, from his bayit, his house, to attend to his daily avocations. U'vo'eka, u'bo'eka, and the eye coming in. to his return, to his bayit, to baito, his home, his house, and the fears of his household. In the Mizmor, even Mizmor Kof Kaf Aleph, today's daily psalm, there may also be an implied allusion to the dangers of travel, of trotting incurred in the pilgrimage, and also to HaMoshiach, the Bein Elohim Hayim, to his Mashal, the parable concerning the good Samaritan, to the dangers of travel, of trotting that is incurred in the pilgrimage. From the time, the Iowa of setting out, setting out on the journey, to the time, the Iowa of its completion, Uvoeka, Me'ata, We'ad Olam, from this Iowa, Me'ata, from this Iowa, from now, Me'ata, Me'ata, We'ad, and forward Olam, and forward for Iver. Yes, I. Rastafari.
Yes. Shalom, Chavarim, Shalom. Where does Zionai help come? I help come from he who be who he be. Yes, Chavarim, Be'ezrat Hashem. Glory be the King of Kings. Yes, I. Rastafari.